AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Deckers 21.7% rebound comes on light volume as footwear breadth improves. DECK has rebuilt its weekly trend position with a three-week active signal, yet participation and relative strength still lag the stronger footwear and accessories group. Research brief. Deckers Outdoor closed at $113.8 for the week ended 12 June 2026, up 5.3% on the week and 21.7% over 4 weeks. The stock is 8.8% above its $104.6 trend line, while still 9.3% below fair value at $125.4 and 10.0% under its 52-week high. The read is constructive, but not clean, with market dynamics positive and volume running at only 0.8x the 13-week average. Key points. 1. DECK gained 5.3% on the week, ahead of the U.S. consumer cyclical average of 3.4%, but behind the U.S. footwear and accessories average of 7.1%. 2. The trend signal is active for a third week, with price 8.8% above the $104.6 trend line. 3. Market dynamics turned positive at 0.26, while relative strength remains negative at negative 0.96, despite a sharp four-week improvement. 4. Volume was 7.9 million shares, equal to 0.8x the 13-week average and 0.5x the 52-week average, leaving confirmation incomplete. 5. The stock sits at 73.4% of its 52-week range and remains 10.0% below the $126.5 high. Weekly price action improves, but the group is hotter. Deckers Outdoor's latest week added 5.3%, taking the close back to $113.8 and extending the four-week rebound to 21.7%. That short-term follow-through is stronger than the wider U.S. consumer cyclical sector, where the average four-week return is 6.2%, and it also beats the footwear and accessories group average of 14.8% over the same period. The peer context is more demanding on the latest week. Footwear and accessories rose 7.1% on average, with Birkenstock up 15.1% and Rocky Brands up 7.1%, leaving DECK ranked only 9th of 14 for the week. Over 12 weeks, DECK's 13.3% gain trails the industry average of 14.4% and sits well behind Crocs at 64.6%, Birkenstock at 46.2%, and Stephen Madden at 45.0%. Trend signal is active, while relative strength has not fully repaired. The signal stack has improved from May's uneven stretch. DECK's trend signal has been active for 3 consecutive weeks, and the stock is now 8.8% above its $104.6 trend line. Market dynamics is also positive at 0.26 after a 146.2% 4-week improvement, supporting the view that the weekly pressure gauge has shifted from repair to constructive. The restraint is relative strength, which remains negative at negative 0.96, even after a 95.1% 4-week improvement. That fits the broader classification as a balanced read rather than a clean momentum breakaway. Trend breadth is also limited at 25.0%, with only 13 of the past 52 weeks active. So the current 3-week signal still needs time and participation to prove durability. Volume and valuation keep the confirmation bar in place. Participation is the main gap in the latest move. Weekly volume was 7.9 million shares, below the 13-week average of 9.6 million, and well below the 52-week average of 14.3 million. At 0.8x the 13-week norm and 0.5x the 52-week norm, the rebound has not yet drawn a stronger sponsorship, usually associated with a higher conviction advance. Valuation and range position also argue for measured interpretation. DECK is still 9.3% below fair value at $125.4, suggesting the market is not fully underwriting the latest improvement, while the stock remains 10.0% below its $126.5 52-week high. With 13-week volatility at 6.6%, downside weeks at 48.1% of the past year, and average weekly losses of negative 4.6%, a fade back toward the trend line would be the first risk marker to watch. What to watch next? The first test is whether DECK can keep closing above the $104.6 trend line while market dynamics stays positive. A move toward the $125.4 fair value area would be more convincing if relative strength crosses into positive territory and the industry backdrop remains supportive. Where footwear and accessories currently shows 50.0% trend Brent and 71.4% positive market dynamic spread. Volume is the clearest confirmation point. A ratio above 1.5x would show stronger participation in the next move, especially if the stock challenges the upper part of its range. Without that, the 21.7% four-week rebound may remain a recovery with improving internals rather than a fully confirmed relative winner. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.